Derek Chauvin, the former police officer charged with killing George Floyd, is set, as of now, to go on trial in Minneapolis next week amid heavy security. Thousands of soldiers and police will patrol the streets as city leaders hope to avoid a repeat of the violence and destruction that followed Floyd's death last May. Some in the community argue the expected show of force is excessive, though, as Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
I'm standing outside the Hennepin County Government Center in downtown Minneapolis. For decades, the sweeping brick plaza here has been the venue for countless demonstrations, but now it's encircled with concrete barricades, several layers of fencing, and a long, rusty coil of razor wire. Racial justice advocates gathered here last week, just before most of the plaza was sealed off. They say the city's security plan upsets the balance between public safety and free speech.
They are more afraid of the people than they are afraid of police violence.
That's Michelle Gross, a longtime police reform activist. Gross pledges to continue demonstrating throughout the trial, even as 1,100 police and several thousand National Guard personnel patrol Twin Cities streets.
They want to make it seem like the protesters are the problem, not the police violence that led to our protests.
Nearby, inside a boarded-up Minneapolis City Hall, Mayor Jacob Frey defends the security plan, saying it respects the First Amendment. But he says violence can't be tolerated.
Safety is a top priority through this very difficult time in our city. We need to make sure that our communities, our businesses, families throughout the city are safe and feel safe regardless of where they live and regardless of where they've worked.
Critics accuse Mayor Frey and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz of being slow to respond to the unrest after Floyd was killed last May. While initial protests were peaceful, rioting ensued and an estimated $500 million in damage followed. Elvita Espinoza welcomes the increased security. She owns a Mexican restaurant and grocery near a police station that rioters torched when officers retreated. With granddaughter Chelsea Solis Cruz interpreting, Espinoza says while her store did not burned down, no one stopped the looters.
No incendio, but everything broken, the windows.
When that break-in happened, we were at home watching the cameras. Over 50 people came, coming in and out, stealing stuff.
Councilmember Philippe Cunningham says a lack of protection last May also left black-owned businesses in his ward vulnerable. But now Cunningham fears the presence of so many armed people in uniform could re-traumatize the community and that out-of-town cops may miss the nuance of demonstrations.
Peaceful protests also include black rage. From the ongoing trauma and pain that has been a result of structural and systemic violence. But that kind of emotional expression is very upsetting to Minnesota's sensibilities.
The security plan also includes an effort to combat disinformation through partnerships with neighborhood news outlets. But after significant online blowback, officials scuttled a plan to put so-called social media influencers on the city payroll. While there will be a visible police and military presence throughout the trial, it'll ramp up as a verdict nears. With 3 weeks set aside for jury selection, Derek Chauvin's trial is expected to stretch well into April. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.